Today is September 21st, 2008. Today is also the successful completion of the two-week meditation retreat and is the last day and the last sermon. A lot of you have entered the meditation and practice full time, and for that period, you have temporarily laid aside the mundane, logical task. You have renounced all the tasks that you need to do for that time so that you can come here and take part in the retreat. You have practiced fervently with diligence, and some of you who do not have full time also come and practice part time whenever time allows, and they also practice fervently as well. So you are not ordinary people, because Searo has mentioned again and again that a lot of people do not have time and do not take effort to practice Vipassana meditation. You can be considered to be Paramisian practitioners for the perfections. And so with your deeds in the past and with practice, you are trying to cultivate more and accumulate more merits. You have reaped the benefits of practicing Vipassana meditation. You have known them not just from reading, but from practicing, so it is known as experiential knowledge. It is what you know firsthand, and you should also be delighted. You have listened to the Dhamma talks and gained some inside knowledge. You have also gained more inside knowledge during the practice of Vipassana meditation. They are very important, because they are the correct path on the way to get liberated from the sufferings of this world. You have listened to what Lord Buddha taught and has been handed out by the meditation teachers. You have followed them and practiced them fervently. You are in the Buddha's dispensation, the teachings of the Buddha, so you are fortunate enough to listen and read and practice those Dhamma. So you are truly Paramisians, true practitioners of this practice. A lot of people cannot practice them because they don't have time or they do not want to have effort. And so you are truly outstanding people. So Searo feels delighted, and Searo wants to praise you and laud you for the effort that you have given, not only in this Dhamma retreat, but for your daily practice as well. So, at the beginning of this retreat, Searo started with the Daru Kandor Pama Sutta. That is the example using the log floating on the Ganges River. Most of you yogis are now familiar with that Dhamma talk. But to review, it is about the time when Lord Buddha was near the Ganges River and he saw a log floating on the river. So the compassionate one, Lord Buddha's practice is to also always think about what he can teach and what he can give a sermon to the monks and lay people so that they can benefit and gain inside knowledge. So in this case, when Buddha saw the log floating in the Ganges River, he assembled his four groups of disciples, namely male monks, female monks, male lay people, lay person, lay man and female, lay woman. So the four audiences, he called them and says, look at the log floating in the Ganges River. Suppose these eight conditions are met, which means that the log is not stuck on this side of this bank. The log is not stuck on the other side of the bank. The log does not sink in the middle of the river, and the log is not taken onto the land. No human will try to pick it up. No devas will try to pick it up. There will not be any whirlpool or maelstrom that can suck away the log. And if the log itself is not rotten internally, then it is definite that this log will flow from the Ganges River into its ultimate destination, which is the ocean. Why? Because by nature, the Ganges River flows into the ocean, and without any disturbances, it will do so. So likewise, the simile of the log, you, Dhamma, sons and daughters, if you are like that log, and if you fulfill those eight conditions, that you are not stuck on this side of the bank, you are not stuck on the other side of the bank, and so on, then, like the log, you will also face liberation definitely. Why? Because if you practice Samadhi, which is the right view, and is associated Meghinga, the path, the middle path, the middle way, the right path, those eight Ariya Meghin, the practice by these noble people, tends towards Nibbana, you will face liberation. It is direct. It is definite. So that was Buddha's Dhamma talk. So in that simile, what is do you mean by stuck to this bank or stuck to the other side of the bank? Siaro has explained in detail that the attachment to the six inner ayatana, known as the sense doors, like ear, nose, and so on, is similar to being stuck on this side of the bank. If the yogi is attached to the sights, smells, sound, and so on, known as the six exterior ayatana, the six senses themselves, then the yogi is said to be stuck on the other side of the bank. This has been explained in considerable detail using the Maluja Buddha Sutta, and it has been the major part of the sermon. So if one is attached to not just the eye, not just the sense, but also the other physical senses and the mind, essentially the whole body and its associated stuff, if one gets attached, then one will get lobha, greed, and so on. And if one is not satisfied, there will be other defilements as well. So those two factors have been explained in detail for some while. So what about the other ones? The essential thing of practicing Vipassana Yogi is first to know things as they truly happened. And in order to do so successfully, the yogis should also practice Meghinga, the path leading to liberation. In order to do so, of these Meghinga, they are grouped as Sila, morality group, Samadhi, concentration group, and Panya, wisdom group. And they all play into action when the yogi practices Vipassana meditation. And they have been explained in detail using Maluja Buddha Sutta, where the monk asked the Venerable Lord Buddha to give a concise and precise instruction of how to practice Vipassana meditation. So in the original simile of the log, we still have six other conditions left. So what are the corresponding similes? What does it mean to get sunk in the middle of the river? Ciara explains that there is Nandi Raga, which has many synonyms such as attachment, greed, avarice, and so on. And people tend to get attached to the five khanda known as the five aggregates of clinging. And once they get attached to these five aggregates, then it is likely they get bogged down in this samsara rounds of rebirth and would not get liberated. So what about being taken on to the land? A lot of people also have something called mana, which can be translated loosely as false pride or conceit. When people do not understand impermanence, anicca, unsatisfactoriness, dukkha, and no self, no soul, anatta, they are likely to have conceit or false pride. You often hear people saying, "I am the only one that knows. I am a genius. I am rich." And there are a lot of I's and a lot of things that they try to say good things about themselves. Some people will not even give due respect to people who respect is due. Worse still, some people will liable to commit physical misdeeds, verbal misdeeds, and mental misdeeds. So doing that, they cannot get liberated. It is said that they are now on the land, whereas the true journey is to be on the river from the Ganges into the ocean. So these are the two other conditions that Lord Buddha explained to his disciples. So what does it mean to be for the log to be picked up, saved, or salvaged by a human being or a deva? Lord Buddha explained to his monks in detail, but here Ciara will give you a simple explanation. Some people practice dana, morality, dana, charity, sila, morality, and bhavana, vipassana practice. But in order to do, while they are doing so, they tend to crave for the wealth and the being of being reborn as a human being or being reborn in the deva planes. So instead of trying to have liberation or nibbana as the object or purpose, they wrongly ask for things to be reborn in the human and deva planes. A lot of people would say that the life of a human or a deva is good, but from the reality aspect, there is still a lot of suffering. Because it is not yet liberated, there is bound to be aging, there is bound to be sickness, there is bound to be death, there is bound to be sorrow and lamentation. So these sufferings are entwined with the so-called wealth and happiness of the human and deva planes. So if a human or a deva tries to pick up a log, then that log will not be able to float in the Ganges River and reach its ultimate destination, which is the ocean. Likewise, if someone, especially the yogis, try to ask and crave to be reborn in the human and the deva planes, it is as if they are like a log being picked up by the human or the deva. They are not likely to get liberated. So these are the two other similes. So there are two more conditions left. The simile here is about Oga, which is a Bali term for a whirlpool, maelstrom, or eddy current. Most of you who have gone near the river or an ocean will probably see the current where it circles round and round. If the log is caught in that whirlpool or current, it will just stay in there, it's circling there, and it will never reach its final destination, which is the ocean. What is the corresponding simile? In Pali, it is known as Kama Guna, which can be loosely translated as sensual pleasures. So a lot of people have different kinds of sensual pleasures. They like things that have good sight, good sound, and so on. And they like it so much that they tend to forget to practice meditation or practice charity and so on. So they are likely to be reborn and they are likely to be in that circle which is far, far from getting liberated. Now, what does it mean for a log to get rotten inside? So if the log is rotten inside, even though it is floating in the river, it will gradually sink and it will not reach its final destination, which is the ocean. What is the simile? The yogis should practice sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, and panya. If one does not practice them, or if one does not observe them, it is as if you are decaying internally, because without the practice of sila, morality, and so on, then you do not have the defense against the kilesas. So here, some people will say, what is the real beauty? So according to the Dhamma teachings, there are two kinds of beauty. One is external beauty, and one is internal or the real beauty. A lot of people will use cosmetics or will try their best to dress up in good clothes and to make them look very beautiful. But if that person does not practice morality, concentration, and panya, they are said to be not beautiful internally, and according to Lord Buddha, they can even said to be ugly in the sense of the Dhamma, because they are void of the good deeds. But there might be some people who are dressed very poorly, but their mind is clean, their mind is calm. There is no kilesa defilements in their mind. So even though they can be thought of as being not beautiful externally, they are said to possess an inner beauty. So the clothes do not matter. They matter in the real world. But according to Buddha's teachings and according to Dhamma, what is important is if one do not want to get rotten inside and have a strong body and a strong mind. A strong mind also tends to have a strong body. Then one should practice sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, and panya, knowledge or wisdom. Then they can get liberated. So Lord Buddha tried to summarize what he said regarding the log and the simile. Dear Dhamma sons and daughters, you have practiced the Magga, the path to the road to the liberation, so definitely you will get there. What you need is you need viriya, energy, sati, awareness, and to note at every moment. Like the log, you will not get stuck on this side of the bank if you do not get attached to the sense doors. You will not get stuck on the other side of the bank if you do not get attached to the senses. When you are noting, then you do not care about the eye, seeing, sense, and so on. So there is no possibility of nadiraga, craving, attachment, lobha, greed, and so on to enter your mind and body. So you are also safe. By noting them, you know that there is only physical and mental phenomena, that they arise and they disappear. And so you note that things are not permanent, they are unsatisfactory, and there is no self, no soul, no control. So there is no need for mana, deceit, or false pride to happen. So you are like the log which is now has satisfied several conditions. More important, when you practice Vipassana meditation, you practice to get liberated, not to have the worldly pleasures, and not to have the pleasures of the deva world. So you are not being like a log that is picked up by a human being or a deva. And when one practices that you do not have sensual pleasures, you are free from kama guna, so you are not being sucked up in this auga, which is a whirlpool, so you will definitely not be recycling or circling in that whirlpool or maelstrom. Last but not the least, you have practiced sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, and panya knowledge, and you make sure that your body is clean, and your mind is also clean, peace, and tranquil. So you are full of this morality and so on. So there is no rotten inside. And like a log which is not rotten, you are bound to get to the ocean, which in this case is liberation, nirvana, where it is the end of all this rupa and nama, physical and mental phenomena. So like that log which fulfills all the conditions, you Dhamma sons and daughters, if you practice Vipassana meditation truly and vigilantly, then it is definite, it is sure, there is no doubt that you will get liberated. So Siaro has touched several topics briefly because of lack of time. And if there is an opportunity, then those topics will be explained in more detail. So we should practice the Magin, the eight elements constituting the path to liberation. And these Magin will tend towards Nibbana liberation. It will prevent a person from being stuck on this kind of the bank, stuck on the other kind of the bank, and so on. So for those people who understand Burmese and is practicing Vipassana meditation, Searo has composed a verse, a stanza consisting of four lines. It just gives and summarizes that first, the yogi should practice fervently and diligently. And then when they practice Vipassana meditation, they should try to be not stuck on this kind of the bank, the other side of the bank. And so they are said to be floating on the right path along the river, and ultimately they will get liberated. So among the eight conditions, the first two are basic and not to get attached on the sight, sense doors, and the seeing and the senses, and so on. So here again, what is Maggie? It is practicing knowing things clearly and so on. And why it is important? Because if we do not practice Maggie, the path to liberation, Lord Buddha says that it is as if we are on fire. So where is that fire happening? It happens everywhere. Let's take seeing. When we see, we know that there are two physical phenomena, the eye and the sight. So there also there is fire in the sense that there are kilesas in there. And when we do not care, when they interact, then there is something called seku vijnana, the seeing consciousness happens. So we have to note the two physical phenomena and mental phenomena. And if we do not note them, then when these three interact, then there is thing called passa, which is known as contact. Here again, there is fire. And from passa, then we tend to evaluate and say whether we like them or not. So vedana, feelings appear. Here there are three kinds of feelings known as good feelings, bad feelings, and neutral feelings. And in all kinds of feelings, vedana, there is bound to be lobha, greed, dosa, anger or hatred, moha, delusion, and so on. Siara wants to remind you that even Lord Buddha and all his disciples cannot get away to these stages, because up to now, these stages belong to Dhamma Niyama, the law of nature. But what they can prevent is, they can prevent the kilesas from entering further and to eradicate them. And if we do not practice, if we do not know them, then, especially if we do not have sati, awareness, then there will be more fires. And as you know, what happens is people get craving, people desire for a new birth, and they start taking action that is known as karma. And there are two kinds of actions. Kusala, meaning performing wholesome deeds, and akusala, performing unwholesome deeds. And once they started doing action, then there is a succession of things happening. They get jati, meaning a new birth. They get jara, old age. Soka, sorrow. Parideva, lamentation. Dukkha, suffering. Dominasa, a mental anger, agony. And upasaya, real intense pain, and so on. And those sequences all start because one start craving for a new life. So they are all fires on earth. But if one practices vipassana meditation, especially when one is practicing the Magyan, the path to liberation, the purpose of it is to minimize the defilements and to temporarily eradicate them, and ultimately eradicate them permanently and get liberated. These things can be also explained in much more detail. So, Siaro feels that there is now sufficient instruction and material for practicing vipassana meditation. So, Siaro wants to remind the yogis that it is now time for the end of the retreat and for them to get back to their daily life. They have to observe the laws and the duties of the mundane world. Some have family. They have to work for themselves or their families, and so they cannot be lazy. They have to try hard to get a livelihood, and it is important that they do it in a correct manner, in a lawful manner. So what happens is that if one does too much for their livelihood, from the mundane point of view, then they are said to be doing real good deeds. But some people tend to forget to practice vipassana meditation. So from the other point of view, it is said that they are lacking in their practice. So it is important to have a balance of both the mundane and the supramundane to make sure that you have a happy life with your family and a good livelihood, and also to keep on with the practice. You are among the group of people who know how to take opportunity. And a lot of you have taken time off from their work and from the daily world to come and practice in this Vipassana retreat. So it is, you should be satisfied because you have gained kind of knowledge and that you are on the true path to get liberated. So Searo is very satisfied with your practice, and Searo marvels at all the people that have taken a lot of time to make this meditation retreat a success. To begin with, Searo wants to thank the board of directors of TMC, especially the president and the secretary. Searo wants you to know that the president took a 2 or 3 hour drive. It's a real, real long drive to come here to make sure that you can practice and to coordinate at this meditation retreat. Without their true sirana, volition, and their kindness, this meditation retreat will not be completed successfully. Then there are a lot of volunteers who offer Vyavasa their services to make sure that there is nothing, everything possible to make the meditators well and peaceful. And of course, without the people who registered for this meditation retreat and take part fervently, the meditation retreat will also not happen. So Searo once again wants to remind you that you are not only doing good for yourself, but you are doing a real good service for the sadhana dispensation. You are practicing it yourself and trying to help others, people practice as well. You want to make sure that the teachings of Lord Buddha will be there for a long, long time. And so you have listened to the Dhamma talk. You have taken morality. You have taken precepts and so on. And for a long time, despite the pains and aches, you have practiced very hard to get inside knowledge. So with that, may you keep on doing your practice. May you progress on your path. And may you achieve what you cherish most, that is Mega Phala Jnana, path, fruition, and liberation. And with that, we end today's Dhamma talk.